If you got your Bible, I hope you do, a copy of God's Word, if you'll turn to Genesis chapter number 6. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 5, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And now watch this. "And Noah walked with God." I mean, you pray for us this morning. I'd like to preach for just a little while, if God will be my help, on when we find grace. Amen. When we find grace. Now, the Bible says that the world had got to be a pretty wicked place. And as we look around today, we see the world that we're living in, and seems like we're just about heading in the same direction. There's wickedness all around us. There's people that just don't care. There's people that don't like God, don't like God's people. There's people that's voted just to leave God plumb out of their life and take Him away. And our whole nation today, we can see, and I've told you, 1992, they said that 92 or better percent of Americans profess to be Christians, profess to know Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they done one last year, and they said that we're down to 52%. Only 52% of America profess to be a Christian or have an affiliation with a church. We're living in a sad time and a desperate day, but I want to say God hasn't changed. Praise God, He's never left us nor forsaken us, but there's a lot of people that's leaving Him. A lot of people's turning their back on God and going a different direction. That's why the world is waxing worse and worse. But God said it'd be that way in the last days, as people turn their back on God and go in their own pernicious way to do those things that seem right to us. But I want to say tonight or today, God Almighty is right. Praise God, and we can trust Him all the days of our life. He promised to give us help and hope in this world. No matter how wicked it gets, God's still on the throne. He's still able to do things for us. He's still able to provide for us. He's still able to help us, praise God, in everything we endeavor to do, that we can be that'll bring glory and honor to His name. Amen. I don't know about you. I like to please men. I like to do things, you know, to satisfy people around me. But praise God, the one that I'm most concerned about is my Savior. I want to be found pleasing to my God. Amen. I want to be able to pull up one day over on the portals of glory and Him come to me and say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." I just want to be a servant of God, used for Him and by Him all the days of my life. Praise God. That's what makes the difference. We see that the world had waxed wicked and worse, and the earth was doing the things that everything in earth that you could think of, ever thought in imagination, hard, man was doing it. And it was only evil continually. Amen. They wasn't changing their ways. They weren't mending their ways. They were just going with the flow. Praise the Lord. That's what's happening in the world today. People just kind of going with the flow. I want to say the flow, praise God, take you down the creek. Amen. In a swift fashion, if we ain't careful. That's why we just need to stay with God and let God begin to give us guidance and leadership and give us our help. Every one of us, I say this all the time, I'm going to say it again. Every one of us is going to need God before this year's over. Amen. I will say you need Him right now. Without Him, praise God, you won't even have no life. A fellow told me a while back, he said, "I wish God just leave me alone." I said, "Fellow, you're messed up. If God leaves you alone, you're finished." Amen. If God don't tell you breathe in, breathe out, praise God, you won't make it through the night. But praise God, I'm glad God's there for us. So praise the Lord, every step we go, everything we do to help us along the way. I praise God. But it says, why the world was waxing worse and worse, getting more wicked by the day. He said, they was a God of heaven, praise God, that was looking down. And He said, I'll just get rid of this mess. All I created, I'll get rid of it. I'll do away with it. I'll just wipe it all out. But praise God, I'm glad The Bible says in verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now that grace is God's unmerited favor. I pray God, Noah didn't do anything to deserve it, but God Almighty looked down upon Noah and he bestowed grace upon him. Glory, hallelujah. You say, preacher, why would he do that? Because the Bible said that he was a just man and he was perfect in his way. Praise God, in his generation. In other words, he was trying to walk right. He was trying to talk right. He was trying to live right. He was trying to be alive. Praise God, in his generation. That's who Noah was. And the Bible said that Noah walked with God. Yeah. Amen. You won't be found pleasing in heaven. You just walk with God. Right. See, that was something that was passed down here. I got to thinking about this the other day. I seen the Bible tells us here that it was a long time period of people that no man walked with God. They had turned to their own pernicious ways and doing those things that seemed right, but they forgot to remember God. You know what? We get so caught up in this world. Sometimes we get so busy that we forget to remember God. I've told you in my life, we get to trying to make a family, make a home, and build things, amen, and have things. Sometimes if we ain't careful, we forget to remember God. And I won't say without Him, we can do nothing. Jesus said that. Amen, but praise God, I'm glad it through Him. Amen. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. We want to accomplish things. We want to have things. We want to be pleasing to God. All we got to do is put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. I've told you we need to make Him our priority. Priority is an oxymoron. There's only one priority, and that's Jesus Christ. And He said, if we'll seek first King God of His righteousness, He said He shall add all things unto us. Food, raiment, clothing, everything that you need, praise God, to get you through this world, prosper you in this life, and take you to glory. Amen. That's the God I serve. You say, preacher, you believe that? I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't, I'd shut her up and go to the house. But I'm glad I've got a God that's promised to be with me to help us, to get us, praise God, to a place that God can use us, God can help us, God can encourage us to be encouraged for others. You say, well, preacher, how did Noah get to be in this place? Noah had a great granddaddy, praise God, that loved the Lord. Amen. The Bible says in Genesis chapter number 5, there was a man named Enoch. Amen. And Enoch lived, the Bible says in verse number 21, he said Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. So there's a man called Enoch, praise God, he lived to be 65. When he was 65, he begot Methuselah. He had a son. Now Methuselah means after this than that. It was before the tribulation of the flood would come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said he'd put that man out there. He put Methuselah there. He said after Methuselah, after that, he said then there's going to come a time of trouble. Praise God, like the world never seen. Amen. I'm telling you, there's going to be another time like that during the great tribulation. There's coming a time that the world's going to see trouble. Amen. The Bible said in the last days, there'd be wars and rumors of wars. There'd be things happening. There'd be famines all over the world. There'll be earthquakes in diverse places, different from before. The other day, there's an earthquake, 7 point something, in Syria and Turkey. Amen. Now, the Assyrians have been trying to destroy the little nation of Israel for years. They're at war with them. They launch missiles over into them every day. But praise God, Israel packed up. They picked up trailers and supplies and went over to Syria to try to help those people. The very ones that had been launching missiles into them day after day. Amen. But God Almighty put it on their hearts. Amen. Why? Because something took place way back yonder. Amen. The Bible says that old Enoch walked with God. Amen. He walked with God. He was an example of Noah's great-great-grandfather. Praise God, he walked with God. After a long time, nobody walking with God, somebody started walking with God. You say, preacher, what's the significance of that? I'm going to say today, sometime, somewhere, somebody, some of us need to start walking with God. Amen. Amen. Praise you say, well, preacher, it won't make no difference. It'll make all the difference. Amen. Some little old young and some little old person. Amen. Maybe my grandchildren or your grandchildren or somebody else's grandchildren will see you walking, a man or a woman walking with God, and they'll begin to follow after you. Amen. Enoch walked with God. Bible says he was 65 and he walked for three. He begot Methuselah 300 years. Begot sons and daughters. It said all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Amen. 365 years Enoch walked with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll never make it that long. Before God, we ought to walk with God while we can. Amen. We ought to walk with God while we can. The Bible says Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. Amen. Said Enoch walked with God. That's what God wants us to do. Have communion with him. Want us to walk with him. Praise God. Talk to him. Amen. Be led of him. Praise God. He wants us to follow him wherever he goes. And one day he said he'd just pick something, carry it home with him. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? One of these days, praise God, we'll get to go home. Hey, this is not our home. We're just passing pilgrims, passing through here. One day we'll be home. But I believe in the generations past, Noah looked back and saw a old great-great-grandpappy Enoch, praise God, that walked with God. And the Bible said that Enoch, oh, Noah used that as an example. And he began to walk with God also. And the world was waxing worse and worse all around him. But praise God, Noah walked with God. He was perfect and right in his generation. He was just. Amen. Justified in the eyes of God because he tried his best. Well, you know, God, that's all God expects. All he expects of us is just try our best. Let's just stay with God. And I want to say, if you try your best to stay with God, God will stay with you. Amen. I said, let me say that again. If you try your best to stay with God, God will stay with you. Now, he promised he'd never leave us nor forsake us. But you walk away from it, ain't him walking away, it's you. Amen. It's our responsibility to get back to him. Because he's there waiting for us, praise God. He'll meet you. He's like that, the prodigal's father. He'll meet you on the road. He'll take you back, praise God. But it's better just to stay with him. Amen. Because when the whole world was destroyed because of wickedness, so Noah was a man of God for 600 years. Praise God. He walked with God. Praise God. Amen. For 600 years, Noah, praise God, was a man of God. He had a man of a reputation that he walked with God. He pleased God. And he walked with God. Amen. You say, what happens with you if you choose to rebel and go away from God? He said, then you end up with this other group that was destroyed because of rebellion. Amen. Because of disobedience. You say, preacher, how do you be disobedient to God? By rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You say, preacher, well, what about all this other stuff? It ain't all the other stuff that sends you to hell, praise God. It's denying and rejecting Lord Jesus Christ and the help and hope that he has for you, praise God. He come to be the perpetuation for sins, that price, atonement of sin. Amen. And through him, praise God, we might be saved. Praise God. I'm glad for that. You, the alternative is dying, go to hell lost without God. We don't like to preach it no more because people just don't like you talk about hell, but hell's a real place. And it's a real place where real people go, but if you go as an intruder and an invader. Amen, praise God. Hey, listen, the hell not be my home because Jesus Christ saved me by his marvelous grace. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been made fireproof. Amen, praise God. I've got a fireproof suit. It's called a robe of righteousness, not mine, but his. Amen, it don't burn. Praise God, hey, praise the Lord, it's fireproof. Praise God, ain't you glad for that? I'm glad I've been made right right in the eyes of a holy righteous God, in his righteousness. My righteousness, the Bible said, is filthy rags. Your righteousness is filthy rags. But praise God, I'm glad I've been made right in the eyes of God through Christ's righteousness. Amen. Bless his holy name. So we see that God, the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. It was not, for God took him. He said that Noah walked with God, praise God. Amen. Because God was there for him. All the days of his life, he was a light to this world. Preached for over 100 years, and nobody wanted to listen. Amen. He said, "Why did he do it?" Because God asked him to. I believe he had it in him; he couldn't help it. Amen. Listen, I'm like old Jeremiah. I've told you before. It's been a lot of times I've preached on Sunday morning, Sunday night, got down the road here, and said, "I quit. I ain't going to do that again. I give up, I quit. Seems like nobody wants, nobody cares. And I'll just quit. But before I get the house, I'm like old Jeremiah, there's a fire burning down in my bones. I just got to tell somebody about Jesus, how he loves them and he cares for you. How he came to earth, praise God. He lived and he loved and he died for your sins. And he didn't stay dead. He got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen, praise God, because he rises up above it. Praise God, we can too. And we can just rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said that Noah walked with God, but he said those disobedient were destroyed from the face of the earth. Amen. Those disobedient, those rebellious. You know why that is? Because they didn't want to have communion with God. Do you hear me this morning? There's a whole lot of folks in this world just don't want to have any communion with God. All God ever wanted man to do was walk with him and talk with him in the cool of the evening. That's what he designed us for. That's why he put us in the garden. Put us in a perfect place, praise God. A perfect environment with a perfect God. Boy, we messed that up. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it wasn't me. It was our forefathers. Amen. You say, well, that was that other people. Praise God. There's only one human race. It's us. Right. Amen. It's me and you. And we messed it up. Our forefathers messed it up in the garden. Because they didn't want to have communion. I don't know about you, but I like to have communion with God. Don't you? Amen. Praise God. I like to get as close to Him as I can. Amen. The Bible says that we need that communion. Look over at 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Or chapter number 11. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says this. He said, he's talking about those that's disobedient, those that are rebellious. You say, preacher, why are they disobedient? Because they don't want to have communion with God. Hello? Verse number 30. Now look at this. 1 Corinthians 11. He said, because you don't want to have communion with God, because you want to be rebellious against God. He says, some of these may be, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. It means they're dead. Amen. Why? Because they don't want to have communion with God. I don't know about you, I want to have communion with God, don't you? Amen. I want to get just as close to Him as I can. I believe, praise God. Hey, listen, when we find grace, we'll find it in the Lord. We'll find it in communion with God, in a relationship with God. Amen. That's where we find it. Outside of that, there is no hope. Amen. Praise God. I want to be where there's hope. I want to be where there's help. I want to be where there's communion with God, don't you? I want to be in the midst of that communion. Amen. But now we look at it, and we need to deal, we need to look at this. And we need to look at it very closely. The Bible says that a lot of people say, well, preacher, I can't do that because I'm unworthy. I'm unworthy. You're unworthy to have communion with God? Amen. We believe and trust in Him, praise God. That's where communion comes from. And when we say this, and we'll say, well, you know, we forget to remember what this represents. Amen. People say, well, preacher, you know, I'm struggling with a certain sins. Hello? Ain't we all? Bible said we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. So, well, preacher, you don't realize there's certain temptations that we struggle with. Praise God, don't we all have temptations? Amen. But I'm going to say, you can't get past the struggles. You can't get past the temptations without a communion with God. A walk with God, praise God. That's what makes the difference. It'd be like, listen, it'd be like somebody going to the doctor and say, doctor, I'm awful sick. I need some help. And the doctor say, well, son, well, I can see you're in a bad faith, a bad shape. Brother Jeff, you go down, you go to the house. When you get better, you come back and I'll give you something. Yeah. Amen. Or a fellow that's broke and needs some financial help. He goes down there to the loan officer and said, sir, said, I need some help. I'm in a desperate fix. The young and sick things are going to run. I need some financial help. And the old bank officer said, son, I see the problem. Boy, you're in a mess. If you go back and you get you a few $100 and come back, I'll help you. Amen. Do you see it? Or maybe an old fella, he's hungry, he's famished, he don't have nothing to eat, and he goes down to the corner cook, and he said, sir, can you help me? You can see his rib, he's famished. He said, I need some help, I'm hungry. Amen. The old cook says, hey, fella, I tell you what you do, you go gain about 10 pounds, and you come back, and I'll feed you. Amen. So that's what we have, praise God. When we don't want communion with God, we say, hey, listen, you know, I'm going to get better, Lord, and then I'm going to let you help me. Amen. Amen. It don't work that way. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I'm just unworthy. I won't tell you what he is talking about here. And the reason we don't understand, it's my fault because I haven't explained it to you. What God Almighty is talking about here. Praise God. Amen. Verse number 29, he says this, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now I want you to pay attention to what this verse says, talking about those that are unworthy. He said, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Do you get that? Not discerning the Lord's body. Now, what does that word discerning mean? That word discerning means to think upon, to take into consideration, to realize the significance of the Lord's body. Amen. Hey, listen, let me ask you a question. What did Jesus do for you? Amen. He died for you. His body was broken. His blood was shed. Amen. For you. You didn't do that. He did that for you. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad He did, ain't you? Praise His name. So we see, praise God, He said, not discerning the Lord's body, praise God. Not thinking about it. You know what He was talking about, those that was unworthy? If you go back in 1 Corinthians, chapter number 11, verse number 20, He says this. Well, verse number 19 says, for there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. And when you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper, for in eating everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. So what? Have you not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise ye the house of God, the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? He said, I praise you not. He said, those that are unworthy to partake of the Lord's Supper, to have communion with God, who take it lightly, to take it as a joke, who take it as just a big time to party. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, if we're going to have a good time in the Lord, it's when we have communion with Him and we get in there and realize, praise God, it's because of what He did for you and I that we can have a relationship, we have communion, we can rejoice, praise the Lord, in Him. Not because of me. Bless His holy name. So we see the power. Amen. Which our mentioned this morning, and eating His body and drinking His blood. Amen. Jesus said, when you do it in remembrance of me. Remember what I did for you. Remember my body that was broken. Remember my blood that was shed for you. My blood, my body that was shed for you. That's what makes it. When we find grace, praise God, we'll find it in communion, just like Noah did, just like Enoch did, praise God, just like the disciples did in Jesus Christ, their Savior, when they partake of Him. His goodness, His mercy, and His love. Praise God. So the power that we have. Now we're talking about eating the body and drinking, but we're talking about in a spiritual sense. In other words, knowing, praise God, Brother Jeff, that we are, that I am, that you are forgiven in Christ Jesus the Savior. Amen. Now listen to me. If you're saved, born again, you're forgiven. God don't hold your sins against you. Amen. And the Bible says if we're children of God, He said, we're bastards, not sons. He said, then God chastens us with the Holy Spirit. God convicts us and shows us the error of our ways and the goodness of His. And we confess our sins. Amen. Because we all sin. But it's not about our sin, praise God. It's about the righteousness of a Savior that makes a difference. It's nothing to take lightly, praise God. It's something to be serious about. And we come seriously before the Lord in communion with Him. Come together with Him, praise the Lord, remembering what He has done for us, for you and for me. That's where the rubber meets the road. Praise God. Amen. You come together, praise God, and you say, Jesus, I celebrate what you did for me. That's what communion's about. That's why He said, when you take the bread and you take the cup, He said, take as oft as you take it in remembrance of me. He said, it's praying. He said, what it is, He said, it's a celebration of me, not you. Let me just say this, it ain't nothing about you. Amen. Communion with God ain't nothing about you, praise God. It's about Him. It's about what He did and what He does. Who He is, the life that He gives us. Without Him, we have no life at all. But I'm glad, praise God, that through Him we have life this morning. And praise God, I like to just come together in communion with God and say, Jesus, I celebrate what you did for me, praise God, on the cross at Calvary. I celebrate that body that was broken. I celebrate that blood that was shed. Amen. It draws me close. I realize, praise God, that Jesus did that for me. Do you know Jesus done that for every one of us here this morning? Jesus died for the sins, the Bible says, of the world. that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God, I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? He said, preacher, I just don't know about all that. Well, let me just explain something to you. Look at Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter number 5, Paul said this. He said, therefore, being justified by faith. Now, that's to be justified means to be made just as if you had never sinned. We know we're all sinned to come short of the glory of God. Who has? All of us. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace. Praise God. I'm telling you, when you find grace, praise God, you find it all. You get grace, you get it all. You get all that God's got. Amen. I like it that way, don't you? By whom also, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, this favor with God, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Amen? So we see that God says that we're justified by faith, just as if we had never sinned. And that takes us into a process of sanctification where we just keep working and letting God work on us and in us to make us a little better day by day. Till one day he said, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away, and we go be with him. And then he said, praise God, he presents us to himself without spot or blemish. He goes on, Romans chapter 8, Paul says this. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He said, so what happens? He said, there's now no what? Condemnation. Because of justification and because of grace of God bestowed upon us, he said, now there's no condemnation on you or me. Nobody to condemn us. Praise God, we've been made clean and pure by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to realize, praise God, it's not us, but it's him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, though when we find grace, he said, we'll find it. And when we find grace, we'll find communion with God. Amen. Communion just gets sweeter and sweeter. Praise the Lord. You know, the Lord liked to eat with us. I was thinking about this coming up the road. He said, oh, Zacchaeus is in a tree. And the Bible said he was a wee little man. He wasn't great in stature. He's a little feller. The Bible said he climbed up in a sycamore tree to see the Lord. Somebody said, Jesus is coming this way. And he said, I'll never see him for the crowd. But old Zacchaeus, he run up there and he climbed up in that sycamore tree and he was looking out. Praise God. And he saw him, spotted him far off. Amen. Jesus kept getting closer and closer. And boy, I believe old Zacchaeus, he's getting excited. He said, glory, hallelujah. That's him. That's Jesus. That's the one they told us about. He's no tax collector. Jesus pulled up under him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. I want to go eat with you today. Paraphrasing. I want to go home and commune with you. Praise God. I can see old Zacchaeus, boy, he slid down out of that tree. Whew. Amen. Gathered up and took off to the house of God. Got there, got to search. Hey, sat on the feast. Praise God. Jesus has entered in the house. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. What a Savior. What a God. What a Lord. Amen. Those old scribes and Pharisees, the opposition to Christ, said, look at him. Look at that fellow there. He's eating. He don't know nothing. He's eating with publicans and sinners. Amen. Well, you say Jesus liked to have communion, praise God, with his people. Amen. Fellowship with you and me. That's the way it was. It started in the garden. Amen. Now listen to me. The Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that not right? Amen. Ain't that? I'm still in the book, ain't I? Well, if he's the same yesterday and forever, then he still likes to have communion with us on a regular basis. Amen. Communion daily. Amen. Those that takes communion seriously. Say, Lord, I just want to commune with you. I want to eat with you. I want to partake with you because you've been so good to me. Praise His holy name. Amen. So we see, praise God, the value of the Lord's Supper, the value of communion with Christ to those that are born again. Amen. Amen. We don't, if we ain't careful, we don't understand the vitality and the importance of that communion with God. We forget about it. Amen. Hey, it's not just a meaningless tradition that we do. It's not just a some kind of religious ritual, but it's coming together in communion with Christ. Recognize, he said, and do it in remembrance of me, realizing the body and the blood that Jesus provided for us so that we can have liberty to praise Him and worship and come to Him. Amen. Listen, the only ones that do it unworthily is when we take it lightly. When we say, when we make a joke, when we just do it like a party. Amen. But he said, when we come reverently and we come before God and we say, Lord, we recognize this solemn time that we commune with you. Glory, hallelujah. It makes it all worthwhile. The emphasis on that communion with God is all through the Bible. Amen. God wants to have communion with us. God wants to have communion with you. Amen. He don't want. And hey, we try to do it. We try to do a regular communion where we take communion the fifth Sunday of every month, or every month that's got a fifth Sunday. Amen. Some months don't have fifth Sunday, but we have to try to have that communion. Praise God with God. We draw close to Him. Amen. And He says, "Oft as you do it in remembrance of Me." Amen. Because without if we don't have an emphasis on a communion, on a fellowship and a relationship with God, we're backing up. Amen. We're backing up. That's why people are dying. They're dying physically. People are dying emotionally. And people are dying spiritually. Why? Because we don't have communion with God. Amen. We don't have communion with God. I believe we take the Lord pretty serious here. I mean, I know we joke and cut up and go on sometimes, but I believe we take God seriously. I believe we take the Lord Jesus Christ seriously. I believe we take salvation seriously. Amen. It's not a game. Praise God. It's a game of life. It's a game of love. It's a game of hope. It's a game of purpose that God ministers into our own hearts. Amen. By a failure to discern the power of that broken body, the failure to be cleansed by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, would make a mockery out of God. Listen, that's what a lost and a dying world is doing today. Amen. Instead of coming together and recognizing, really, he said, they're taking light. It's just a party. I've had young people tell me, yeah, preacher, I ain't gonna worry about it. When I get to hell, I'm just gonna keep partying on. I'm gonna tell you, friend, there ain't no party in hell. There ain't nobody there gonna want you. There ain't nobody there gonna like you. Amen. I wanna say, praise God, they's rejoicing in heaven. They's communion in heaven around the throne of grace and around the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. There's a communion there, praise God, that's far greater than anything that we have in this world because of those that gather around that recognize the power of that broken body of Jesus Christ. We recognize the power, the cleansing power, the blood that was shed on Calvary. And we have communion one with another because of that. Amen. But not only that, but we can have communion with Him when we recognize that. Jesus said, as oft as you do it in remembrance of Me. He said, remember the body that was broken and the blood that was shed. Don't take it lightly. He said, take it seriously because it's a serious matter. It's through the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the blood that shed Calvary, praise God, that we are saved. The death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Amen. Thomas asked the Lord, he said, we know not where you go. How do we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by who? Me. Jesus. He said, that's how we get there. You say, well, preacher, what do we need to do? Just have communion with Him. Just get in this
Just getting as close a fellowship as we can get. Praise God. Stay with Him, praise God, and love on Him as He loves on us and helps us, praise the Lord. But if we don't, what happens? We get weaker and we get skinnier and we get less spiritual, praise God, and we give into things. To fail to communicate, praise God, to have communion with the Lord as our Lord and our Savior, we forfeit a spiritual life, praise God, that God wants us to have in communion with Him. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, if we stay with the Lord, we don't have to worry about this verse. Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fire indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. What did Jesus tell us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11? He said, because of a lack of communion with me. Now watch this, and I'm closing up here. He said, because of a lack of communion with me. He said, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But he says this, watch this. He says, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. The world's condemned, but we're not. Paul says in Romans 8 and 1, said, therefore there is now no condemnation to those that love the Lord, those that's been saved, those that's been born again. Amen. No condemnation. Said, praise God. So what he says, we need to be made stronger and more efficient and more loving and more caring in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. What happens when we find grace in communion with God? It brings us, praise God, it brings you in. Amen. It don't bring you to where you're on the outside looking in. See, I think a whole lot of people's that day, they're on the outside and they're looking in. Say, boy, it looks good in there. I just wish I was. No, it's not just wishful thinking. It's knowing that you're a child of God, that you've been born again. Do you remember? Do you remember when the Holy Ghost of God moved on your heart and showed you you was an old sinner, that you needed to be saved? Amen. Boy, I remember that just like it was yesterday. And I remember, boy, the Holy Ghost conviction. I told you on a Tuesday night I went and I needed to get saved and I didn't. Boy, I didn't sleep. I was miserable. But then come Wednesday night, my buddy asked me, he said, you going back to meeting? I said, yes, sir. Got over and the Holy Ghost of God moved on my heart again. And I don't know if the preacher is finished or not, but God was. Amen. He moved on my heart and I come out of there and got saved. Said, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. And listen, now, and I'll be honest with you, I've never been perfect. Hello? You've never been perfect. We've never been perfect. We'll never be perfect in this world. But I received a perfect Savior that night. Jesus Christ moved into my heart and become my Lord and my Savior. And ever since then, I've been trying my best to commune with Him. Amen? Because He wants to. He wants to commune with us. Amen. I hope we can get that. That God Almighty, all He wants is communion with His people, with you and with me. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you, when we find grace in the Lord, the Bible said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And God communed with Noah all the days of his life. Amen. God, Noah walked with God. Enoch walked with God. The disciples walked with God. Paul walked with God. Barnabas walked with God. Amen. They had relationship with God. Listen, if you've been saved and you're doing your best walk with God, praise God, then we need to have communion with Him. Amen. Just receive, praise God, that He get remembering that it's Him and not us.
Amen. It's not us. It's not you. But it's Christ Jesus, praise God. The only ones that's unworthy is those that take it lightly without salvation in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Just out for the party. Amen. And not for the communion with God. A relationship. Getting just a little closer to Him. Partaking in His body and the blood that was shed, or recognizing it. What Jesus did for you. The gift of God. Amen. That Christ, that the Lord ministers to your heart and to mine. Stand with me today. Every head bowed, every eye closed.